Now, we're in the middle of summer, and along with the taps off attitude of some men when the sun shines, others have decided to free their feet and don strappy sandals, also known as mandals. Alexander Fury from The Independent has said he loathes the human foot. Do men have ugly trotters that should be kept under wraps, or should men be able to wear their mandals as they please in work or outside to let their feet breathe? Well, I spoke to commentators Emma Wolfe and Tina Calder and started by asking Emma what she thought.
My boyfriend got out a pair of Havaianas a few weekends ago with the when the sun came out, and I had to have a discreet word about these. There were a few problems.
Firstly, they're the proper flip-flops, aren't they?
They're the flip-flops from Brazil. Mm-hmm. Now, I think it's one thing if you're Brazilian mm-hmm. or Aussie or anywhere where it's hot. But I think when you get men from the UK wearing the flip-flops, mostly their feet are white and hairy, and very often they're infected with all sorts of lovely toenail problems. And it's just not really a look that I think men in the UK can carry off.
Oh, that's 11 months of the year in socks, isn't it?
Exactly. But then you mentioned socks, and that's another big problem. Men wearing their mandals with socks is basically, it's time to emigrate when they do that.
Tina Calder, are you really going to argue for the rights of men to let their... Let their toes go free.
No, I have to say, I agree with Emma. On no planet should a man ever wear his white socks with his sandals, because it totally defeats the purpose, the functional purpose of the sandal in the first place. But I have to say to all the men out there, let your big, stinky, ugly feet out. It's absolutely disgraceful that anyone should try and determine another person's attire. I mean, I was under the impression we lived in a free and democratic society. How incredibly fascist to tell the men to put their feet away.
Well, I think that's the thing, that lots of women do have dodgy feet as well. I think the word hooves would spring to mind. You know, from wearing high heels and all that.
Where do we stop? I mean, what are we going to do with the builder's bums and the mushroom top midriffs? Are we going to outlaw those?
But the thing is, you know, we know as women from the UK, we know that we can't really carry off the sort of Brazilian thong, right? We just wouldn't go on the beach wearing one of those. And I think the men, I think that for their part, they have to accept that they can't really do this kind of footwear. And the problem is, I sort of thought about this and I thought, now, what kind of footwear can they do? And they're all wrong. You've got the leather thong sort of type, the Italian stallion sort of leather sandal. They can't do that. Then you've got these clumpy sort of hiking sandals, the Dr. Scholl sort of style. They look slightly orthopedic. And then you've got the Havaiana flip-flops. And basically... And then you've got the pool sliders, which just look like you've stolen your slippers out of your hotel room, or you're going for sort of verruca protection in the swimming pool changing room. And then you've got the noise that men make. Oh, I was walking on the street next to my boyfriend in his ridiculous Havaianas. I was wearing mine, but that's okay because I'd painted my toenails and stuff. He was making this noise. He was flopping along. And honestly, I'd prefer him just to wear bare feet. It's horrific, men in... And they don't know how to wear them either, do they?
No, they're all a bit gamely looking.
I think it's terribly, terribly fascist and so unfair on our men. I mean, are we going to start... What would happen if a man came on the radio and said, you girls, you can't wear those tiny tops. They're horrible. Sure, you're falling out of them.
Well, I would agree that certain people should not be wearing tiny tops, Tina. Oh.
Absolutely. I mean, let me tell you, there's plenty of times I walk around town cringing at the things, but I wouldn't call for people not to wear them. I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of people that look at me and my bright red hair and my purple DM boots and think, oh my goodness, what is she wearing? But the fact of the matter is, we cannot ask people not to wear something because we can't take our eyes off the ground. I mean, who walks around with their head down? No one.
But Tina, here's the thing. When you say to a man, like, stop that, put on a pair of Converse or a pair of loafers, that the look of relief on their face, like, I honestly believe that men, they can't do this footwear and they don't know how to do it. And they're actually quite relieved.
Are you telling me that you tell your man what to wear?
Here's a pair of socks and trainers, or here's a pair of Converse, and they just look relieved because they've been trying. It's like us walking around in a Brazilian thong. We can't do that. you know,
I don't believe that for one second, and I don't think that our men in Northern Ireland are that weak that they cannot decide what footwear to wear for themselves. And I certainly
under any circumstances
consider telling my other half what to wear and what not to wear. I might tell him if I don't like something, but I certainly wouldn't tell him not to do it. I think you have to remember as well, see all those men with the stinky feet out there? They're airing those feet all day. That's less smelly shoes to have to look or smell at night.
I have to say, Tina, I'm with Emma on this.
Run and fight and defend women and fight off predators. And have you ever tried running in flip-flops?
I think we should defend everyone to have the right to wear whatever they like, because if this role was reversed and there was a man on the radio saying that women shouldn't wear certain things, well, there would be all hell breaking loose. And I think it's an absolute disgrace that people are being so fascist as to consider telling people what to wear and what not.
No, I think it's kindness. I think we're telling men really kindly and gently, like, stop it, stop trying, because they know they look ridiculous. It's like a man walking along the beach holding his sandals. He just looks absolutely ridiculous.
Do you know what, Emma? Maybe in England the men are that weak, but in Northern Ireland our men are perfectly capable of saying if they don't want to wear a pair of sandals.
Right, I'm getting on a flight today. I'm coming over there.
I just think if they would all go and have pedicures, that would be better. You know, that would at least take some of the pain out of it.
But then we would be on here talking about how our men were too feminine. I mean, there's always something. You know, if our men were running out and getting pedicures, there'd be people on here complaining about that too. Leave them to be who they are. Everyone should be free.
I just have a real foot problem. Just feet kind of...
I know, feet are pretty disgusting, aren't they?
Yeah.
But at least women make the effort. At least we know that we make the effort with our feet. Men have no idea.
I think we should ban horrible feet ads on TV, because every time I'm eating my dinner, for some reason, that horrible, horrible...
That one taking off the hard skin on the heel.
My dad is in his 80s, and he wears... In their house in France, he'll wear shorts, but he will wear a good pair of socks and brogues with his shorts. You know,
now, Emma, I have to say, I know he's a bit older, but, I mean, that doesn't sound great either.
I mean, your mum is probably having to do with his stinky feet now.
No, they wouldn't be stinky. No. Older men know how to, you know, they wash their feet and they put their powder on and all of that. Not stinky and not running around in flip-flops making that ridiculous sucking noise.
Okay. Emma Wolf and Tina Calder, thank you both very much for joining us this morning.